Micro, small and medium-sized enterprises, MSMEs, play a major role in a country's economic development. They contribute to job creation, foreign exchange earnings, and entrepreneurial development. In recognition of the importance of MSMEs, the government is seeking to provide $1 billion in loan financing to the sector to ensure further growth. Minister of Industry, Investment and Commerce Anthony Hilton emphasizes that the MSME sector is vital for the nation's economic progress and must be carefully nurtured and supported.
MSMEs are the best vehicle for inclusive growth in the country to create local demand and consumption. While creating employment generation activities, they will also form a significant part of the logistics-centered economy.
The ministry is working towards restructuring aspects of the MSME funding framework as part of efforts to meet the needs of entrepreneurs. These changes will include reforming and repositioning three critical agencies engaged in lending and financial advisory services for the MSME sector. The entities are the Micro Investment Development Agency Limited, MIDA, Jamaica Business Development Corporation, JBDC, and the Self-Start Fund. MIDA is being repositioned to play a critical role in risk and debt management and to develop and effectively manage a micro-venture financing facility for the MSME sector. MIDA was established in 1991 to provide a focused approach to the development of the micro-enterprise sector by providing or seeing to the critical inputs necessary for the growth and sustainability of the sector. As for the JBDC, the entity will no longer be engaged in lending and will be focused on providing customized financial advisory services to its clients.
What has happened before, it has posed, I think, challenging conflict to have the advisory body being the body to determine who gets money and who doesn't. So JBDC will no longer be engaged in lending. It will focus on its core mandate, which is training, and will be expanded to include financial literacy and understanding better the financial sector by the MSME.
And the Self-Start Fund will now be offering a new suite of loan products customized to meet the needs of the MSME sector. The government is also working towards the launch of a national network of small business development centers, SBDCs. This to enhance the capacity to provide small business development and advisory services to entrepreneurs and small business clients. The industry ministry will lead the initiative. Minister Hilton says this move is especially important to ensure that business startups and existing enterprises have a chance to be successful. The program will start with the JBDC, which is expected to gain Small Business Development Center status by the end of September.
With the JBDC's assistance, MSMEs will be in a stronger position to tap into export market opportunities, to better manage their client portfolios, and to leverage the research capabilities of the Small Business Network of the Americas.
As the government continues its thrust to move the MSME sector forward, MSMEs are being encouraged to constantly seek new ideas, both in terms of products and processes.
With the concerted efforts of all the stakeholders, I am sure that the MSME sector will become more globally competitive and continue to make significant contributions to Jamaica's future economic development.
Minister of Industry, Investment and Commerce, Anthony Hilton. MSMEs are a high priority on the national agenda, as the sector can become the catalyst for transforming the economy to achieve the vision articulated in the National Development Plan 2030, that is, Jamaica the place of choice to live, work, raise families, and do business.
Climate change will likely cause an increase in tropical storms, which result in flooding. Floods destroy crops and livestock, damage buildings and other infrastructure, and can even result in death. So protect yourself and your property. Leave steep slopes and riverbanks under natural vegetation. Don't build along rivers and gullies. Support the Jamaica Conservation and Development Trust in protecting the forests of the Blue and John Crow Mountains National Park to help adjust to climate change, supply water for eastern Jamaica, reduce soil erosion, and safeguard unique plants and animals. This message is sponsored by CaribSave.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.